This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. It was bright and breezy near the Sonoma coast yesterday, where a cluster of biologists, landowners, environmental workers, and a radio reporter gathered alongside a bend in Salmon Creek to help a tank full of endangered coho salmon repopulate the waterway they once gave their name to.
We're releasing about 150 adult coho salmon and hope that they'll go upriver and spawn. These fish are a surplus from our recovery program that we have on the Russian River. Rather than just let the fish expire at the hatchery, because they will die at 3 years of age, we've been releasing those fish to barren streams in Marin County and Sonoma County in hopes that we're recovering coho populations in these small creeks.
Bob Cooey is a senior biologist with California Fish and Game, which has been breeding captured salmon at the Warm Springs hatchery and using them to augment the naturally spawning fish in streams where some coho still return. It's a tricky process because the fish from one river system have evolved to be just a little different than those from another river, and past efforts to import salmon to the Russian River from the Eel or the Klamath failed. Because there are no more native coho in Salmon Creek, this restocking project is bringing in fish from the two adjacent rivers in hopes that will be close enough for them to adapt.
What we're hoping is that a male Russian River fish will breed with a female Marin County fish, or a female Marin County fish will breed with a Russian River fish. In some cases, the Russian River fish may breed with each other, and the Marin may do the same. That's okay. But over time, as these stocks mix, they will become their own geographically isolated race of fish.
Once they have bred, Cooey says, it will be up to the young fish to imprint on their birthplace as they head downstream to the Pacific next spring.
It's a complicated process, but they'll pick up constituents in the water quality, the geology, decaying vegetation, all those kinds of things. And as they migrate downstream, they'll essentially create a map in their brain of the water chemistry, which will help them return here.
These releases will continue for another 2 years, by which time the first of the planted coho should be returning to spawn in Salmon Creek. But even if this program is successful, Gail Seymour of Fish and Game worries that the coho, as a species, will still be living on borrowed time.
I would say that they are hanging on by a thread. We will be very fortunate if we can recover this particular species in the Central California coast, considering climate change and lack of water in the creeks, the drought, possibility of catastrophic wildfires. So we need to take action right away, and we need to do everything we can.
Still, the opportunity to be taking such an action fed a party-like atmosphere on the creek bank. A dozen or more people joined in the process of carrying the soon-to-spawn fish in nets, one or two or three at a time, from the tank aboard a small truck to the sandy shallows at the edge of the water.
Wow, he's gorgeous. Happy trails.
We've got pictures of the coho release on the North Bay Report website, which you'll find at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.